We're here at the benefit for the Elizabeth Fontaine Primary School in Rockland, South Africa. I'm meeting here with Chuck Freiberger. Tell us about the benefit tonight, Chuck.
Yeah, well, tonight's showing of the film, and we also actually have a slideshow going on right now from Kevin Jorgensen. But the purpose of tonight is to raise some money for a primary school, which is located right in the middle of Rockland, South Africa.
So Rockland, South Africa, that's some of the most premier bouldering in the world. But why exactly should climbers be concerned with a school on the other side of the world?
I guess there's two reasons why it concerns me. Firstly, and most importantly, is that it's a really worthy school. They aren't funded that well, because the schools in South Africa aren't funded quite the same as the ones here in America. And the school serves the children of the farm workers from the surrounding area, from as much as 20 kilometers away. So they help a lot of people. They really help the community. And also, from a selfish perspective, it's good for climbing access to do community involvement in places like Rocklands, which are new and really important to the sport. Because if we don't take an interest in the places where we climb, then we wind up with a Waco Tanks kind of situation where the climbing isn't quite as friendly. And right now, Rocklands is at a really critical point because the traffic in the area is growing every season, and it probably will grow every season from here on out. And we as climbers need to start taking some responsibility and making some involvement in the community.
So what you're saying, it pays for climbers to be proactive. Now, if climbers and even non-climbers want to know more and maybe do some more, where can they go, website-wise, email address?
If you want to get involved with this project, contact me personally, movecrafter@hotmail.com, or contact me through my website, chuckfreiberger.com. And we're collecting donations right now, which we'll deliver 100% of to the school. And otherwise, to get involved, I'd say consider making a positive contribution to the next area you visit. And particularly if you go to Rocklands, treat it with a lot of respect and be advised that we are under observation. And this goes for a lot of areas. It's the same way at Rocky Mountain National Park, Mount Evans. The rangers and the administration who takes care of these places, they're not stupid. They know what we're doing. They know when we're building landings. They know when we're cleaning lichen. They are aware of what's going on. And they tolerate it, but it's within their power to shut us down. And personally, I prefer the way Waco Tanks was in the old days when you could move around freely. And that's the way Rocklands is right now. So that's the way we're trying to keep it in the future.
So we want to keep Rocklands open. You've been listening to Chuck Freiberger for Climb Talk. This is Mike Brooks.